Some people avoid writing tests. Some drudge through it painfully. There is a better way. In this episode, I'm going to share some advice from Luke Plant on how to test smarter, not harder.
Welcome to Test & Code. If you've found value in this podcast, could you do me a favor? Could you go over to pythontest.com and look either in the top menu bar or in the bottom footer? And there's a few links we're going to talk about. Contact is how you can get a hold of me. Newsletter is how I can get a hold of you. And support is how you can find links to things like my book, the PyTest book, PyTest courses, the community where you can ask questions. And that's about it, really. I'd really appreciate if, especially if you could sign up for the newsletter. I'm trying to collect emails of people that might be interested in similar topics.
Test Smarter, Not Harder is the name of an article by Luke Plant. I ran across it recently, and it's got some really pretty good advice. I'll link to it in the show notes, but really, I'm going to read most of it here, with Luke's permission. Well, there's some rewording and summarizing, but I hope I convey the intent well. So here goes. Smarter, not harder is a saying used in many contexts. But rowing is the context I think I first heard it in, and I still associate it with rowing many years later. When you look at novice and more experienced rowing crews, it seems particularly appropriate because the primary difference is not the amount of effort that goes in, nor even the strength of the rowers, but technique. Poor rowers still finish a race absolutely exhausted, but they've moved at a fraction of the speed of better crews. Sometimes the effort they've put in actually slows the boat down. They tend to make a lot of noise and splash a huge amount of water in every direction. Expert crews, however, do none of these things because those things don't make you go faster. These rowers do a huge amount of training and exercise massive amounts of concentration to ensure that every bit of the very large effort they put in is actually contributing to speed. The smarter, not harder mindset is also essential in writing good automated software tests. It is in this context that devotion to things like TDD can really be unhelpful. Some people don't enjoy writing tests during TDD, but do it anyway, in great volume, partly to atone for not writing tests in their past. If you take that mindset with you into writing tests, you will do a rather bad job. If writing tests is extremely painful, it may be a sign that something is wrong. Huge and unnecessary quantities of tests are not a good thing. They're a massive maintenance burden. Many of the things that make tests hard to write are also going to make them hard and therefore expensive to maintain. I've seen far too many examples where it looks like people have just sat back and accepted their painful fate. For example, Robert Martin, I refuse to call him my uncle, seems to have this attitude. He wrote, "You'd better get used to writing lots and lots of tests, no matter what language you're using." Don't listen to Bob. Test smarter, not harder means many things. First, only write necessary tests. Specifically, tests whose estimated value is greater than their estimated cost. This is a hard judgment call, of course, but it does mean that at least some of the time you should be saying it's not worth it. Second, write your test code with the function, method, or classes you wish existed, not the ones you've been given. You may be able to find an API wrapper that makes your testing job easier. The wrapper library really isn't important, but the principle is, and if the API you want doesn't exist yet, you can write it yourself. Third, don't write tests for things that can be more effectively tested in other ways and lean on other correctness methodologies as much as possible. These include code reviews, static type checking, linters like Flake8, introspection and self-test systems such as Django's checks framework, or maybe property-based testing like Hypothesis. Fourth, move the burden onto the computer. Take, for example, a requirement that every entry point in your web app, apart from a few exceptions like login and password, should require authentication. The test harder approach might be, for every entry point, write a test that ensures non-authenticated requests return 403. That's a lot of tests, and even worse is when you have to remember to write them. The test smarter approach says, Write a test that for every entry point ensures non-authenticated requests return 403. So what's the difference? The first one says for every entry point, write a test. The second one says write a test that for every entry point. That's one test. Write a test is executed in developer time. In the first example, the loop for every entry point is also executed in developer time. Push that loop inside of the test and get it executed by the computer instead. PyTest parameterization is a great way to push the loop in, as is utilizing hypothesis. Lastly, cheat on your homework. It's smart to get help. If you have a good idea, but don't know the techniques or tools you need to implement it, or whether it is even possible, there are a lot of smart people on Stack Overflow or Twitter or on the Test and Code Slack channel who will revel in the challenge. An advanced technique is to loudly claim on Twitter that it appears that it is impossible to do X with tool Y, and many people will magically appear with solutions. Of course, there are still times when hard work is required for writing tests, times when it will be tedious, and times when our instincts to skimp are actually misplaced laziness that will cost more in the long run. But you should hustle and cheat your way out of unnecessary effort as much as you can. You should feel like, aha, I fooled that computer into doing so much work for me. Not, wow, my RSI and my sore typing fingers have hopefully appeased the testing gods and atoned for my previous omissions. That's the end of the article. Of course, I added the Test and Code Slack recommendations as well as the PyTest parameterization recommendations. Other changes were made mostly to help with the flow of the spoken versus written form. That's all good advice. Thanks, Luke. And thanks for letting me share it on this podcast.
Thank you for listening to Test and Code. Let's keep in touch. Head over to pythontest.com/contact to reach out to me, or /newsletter so that I can reach you, or /support if you'd like to, get a course or something. That's all for now. Now go out and test something.